What about the upper part of your body right here? You call that your...
Well, you call that your breast.
Or you might call it your, maybe your chest.
Well, they call them chest. I call it breast. And yeah, there's always two or three things you call it.
Yeah.
I can't recollect all of them.
Well, what about this right here? This is my right.
That'd be your right leg.
And that right there is my
right foot.
And you say you got two.
Yeah.
2 feet.
Yeah.
What about this part right here that you might...
That's your shin.
That's your shin.
That's what they call it. I reckon it did. I don't know what they... I know one thing, you can bump it and it'll show hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what about if you were squatting down like this, this part right here? What would you say? Sometimes people say they're squatting down on their...
Well, what to say when they squat down, they're squatting down on the hunkers.
Oh, yeah.
But you got, I guess to call this the thigh all right here.
Have you ever heard people say anything besides squat down?
No, I don't know.
You ever heard anybody say hunker down?
Yeah, hunker down, they said. Lots of them when they're going to shoot a deer, that's what they do, they call it hunker down. You get down on a hunker and maybe on one knee. Well, if you can get out on your knees, they call that down your hunkers too.
Well, what about, say, if somebody's been sick a while, but he's up and around now, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little bit...
Yeah, he still... They'd say he look a little pale or look a little bad yet or something.
You ever heard people around here say he looks a little peaked?
Yeah. Yeah,
what would you say about somebody who just always has a smile on his face, you know, and he never loses his temper? You'd say he's mighty...
Well, they'd call him a smooth-tempered man or something like that.
What?
Smooth-tempered.
But what about, you know, sometimes when boys are growing up, they get to an age where it seems like they just run into everything, you know, knock things over, trip over things.
Yeah.
You say they're mighty what?
Well, they're just reckless. And there's another thing they do when they get so old, they're too smart.
Mm.
They know everything.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell them nothing. You can't hardly teach them nothing. You can't hardly tell them what to do.
What would you say about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You just say he's...
Well, let's say call him, yes, crazy, pardon me. Well, this fella's out of the way. It ain't crazy, but they just don't care.
Mm. You ever heard of a person call another one, he's just old plain fool?
Yeah. That boy that I raised had a friend. Yeah, they had awful good friends, and they joked one another awful hard. One of them called the other an Edie, and the other one called the other an... I'll get what it was. All the time, you think you're going to fight, hear them talking, they wouldn't know you're around or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't know what they were doing if you didn't know that around. You'd hear them, you'd think you were going to fight in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They had a time.
If somebody else calls another person a fool, is that a pretty strong thing to say?
Not so much, I don't reckon. Of course, he probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah. Well, what about somebody who's got a lot of money, but he hangs on to it, you know? You say he's an old...
They'd call him a Mauser or something.